Presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Kid, it doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck.
Hey, I got a birthday.
Hey, we got birthday.
Got a birthday?
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
You got to shout out to Bob.
In at 2:59, Michael Gruber is no doubt back with us.
Hells yeah. So let the party begin. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you Dan.
That's funny. I'm very pleased with that email.
Thanks, Groobs. Let's say hi to Hardline. Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson, they are not here in McKinney at Brookshire's. They are over there. Do you read me, Mike?
Yes, we do. We certainly do.
Uh-oh.
It's muffled, Mike.
How are you reading us?
Mike's, muffly?
I take it not well.
Mike's using the JV headset.
We can hear your muff.
Yes, we have the junior varsity headset. It sounds very weird to us, too. But we'll try to fight through it. We don't mind. So at such a time where we can work things out a little better.
Check.
But,
we check. Woo. Check.
Now, that's loud.
Corby sounds L&C.
Abrasive.
And abrasive.
And over the top.
What's up?
But today we are at the Palladium in sunny South Dallas.
South Dino, huh?
Yes. South Dino.
Nice.
Now, we're not too far inside the bounds of sunny South Dallas.
So no need to be nervous.
No. We could throw a rock and the rock would land out of it. This is making things worse, Tony. But we are in it nonetheless. And we are at the Palladium and the Polyphonic Spree is here tonight.
Wow. Is this the super exclusive?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, show? Pretty much.
We're only inviting people we like.
What a conundrum. Polyphonic Spree tonight, Bowling for Soup tonight.
What a clash.
Oh, man. How are we ever going to sort this out?
You're going to have a Ranger game on TiVo to watch.
Wow.
This is nuts.
This is nuts.
What a great... Oh, what a day.
What a day.
I was going to live blog.
Oh, what a day.
The replay of the Ranger game.
I'm going to live blog Bowling for Soup. Oh, Chris just flipped his pick again. He spun.
And caught it behind his back.
Oh.
Pretended like it was a gun.
What a day.
Are you going to Bowling for Soup, Groobs?
Yep. And I'm getting hammered.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, well, today...
What time are we meeting?
They're going on stage at 10, so let's meet here like at 9:30.
Yeah, when you want a pregame?
Well, hey, I can go to that. Where are they?
House of Blues.
Hello?
Yeah, we'll be here at the Polyphonic Spree.
They're at the Death Star.
Uh-oh.
Today is Thursday, September 24th. The 267th day of the year, there are only 98 days left in 2009.
We are winding down.
Boy, we are.
Where's this thing going?
The countdown is on.
I don't know if we're going to make it.
How many days till the NBA All-Star Game?
I don't know.
Start that countdown.
I don't know, but it's on cubes.
10 years ago on this very day.
Actually, do the countdown to the rookie game on Friday night.
Have you already put a mock lineup together for that game?
For the rookie game?
Yeah. Isn't it rookies and sophomores, or no? Do they just go
rookies versus sophomores, dude?
Oh, is that what
it
is?
Come on, where you been?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've already got a rookie game to beat jersey.
Do you know LeBron's going to be in the dunk contest?
He is?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that why he was at the game Sunday night?
scoping everything out.
Seeing how far the free throw
is. This is where I'm going to take off, right here.
Just wanted to get the feel of things.
Take off at the star.
See if he could reach the video board.
Do you know 10 years ago, on this very day, Oregon teenager Kip Kinkle.
Tankle? Hello?
Who killed his parents and gunned down two classmates at school.
I can't hear you.
Pleaded guilty to murder, abandoned his insanity defense, and was sentenced to 112 years without parole.
Hello?
When's his parole?
I guess 102 years from now.
Huh.
So could anybody even figure that out? I don't think so.
No.
So
how could anybody possibly even know it?
Are you in the bathroom right now?
I think I am. I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can.
Are you guys
here.
Sitting next to each other?
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen him. You know, Mike and I, we don't ever do the show from the same place.
No.
You're both at your
home. I do it from my house.
Right. I do it from Vail.
Do we still have that employee that does it from Sedona?
No.
I think she was let go about five years ago.
She's been gone.
Amy B.
Right.
Yeah.
Marty
Switch.
B.
Marty B.
Yeah, she's the precursor to Marty B.
I love Captain Crunch.
So, but she still has Cumulus equipment in her house?
No. Rob, back when he was working with us, he had to drive down there and take everything out.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Including the dill.
Well, so am I behind the times?
Actually, you're actually pretty accurate with that there, sir.
Does this make it better or worse?
Mike, you sound awesome.
Do I?
Good job, Shoopy.
I'll say something
good
really
Shoopy.
Shocking.
Help us out, man. On this day in 1978,
Mike. Good to hear you.
Shut up, line four guy. Let him get it out. Now what, Dan?
Wow.
On this day, uh-oh. Mike.
How many times have we heard that?
In 1978, the Angels' 27-year-old outfielder, Lyman Bostock?
Yes. The great Lyman Bostock.
A 311 lifetime hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Is killed by a shotgun blast while riding in a car in Gary, Indiana.
Right.
Home of Michael Jackson.
The very safe area, usually.
And they say the Rangers have never been the same since.
The shot was meant for one of the other passengers in the car.
Yes, Bob. It was meant for a woman.
Bob, why are you laughing?
What?
Did they catch the guy, Mike?
Yes, not only did they catch the guy, but he has already been into and out of prison.
Really?
Yes.
For murder?
Yes. He got off very light on this.
Now, when's he getting on the show?
Are you keeping track of the Pablo Sandoval case, Mike?
He has a case against him, the Kung Fu Panda does?
Is it Pablo's? No.
I thought murder was
no,
the case.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Third baseman?
That's Snoop Dogg.
The guy for the Giants?
No, it's not Pablo Sandoval. Excuse me. Who's their...
Steve Young?
Gigantic four-star prospect the Giants have.
I can see how you get those two mixed up.
Yeah, me too.
The dog.
Thank you,
it.
Donovan.
Mike, he's like their big prize 19-year-old slugger who they paid a ton to in bonus money.
This year?
Yeah, and he's on, I think, murder charges.
Murder?
And this just happened in the last week.
Amazing story.
Really?
Murder was the case that they gave him.
Maddie.
Maybe
it's Lady Soko.
Maybe it's Villanoa.
Oh, there's
like
the girl.
That.
Sounds like you got your ducks in a row, Bob. Good story.
Shut up, moron.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Right to shut up, moron.
Uh-oh.
Oh, calm.
What about a little back and forth?
You've angered the bear. Yeah.
Is that not a drop?
Yeah.
It will be.
It's Angel Villanoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's who?
Angel Villanoa, charged with murder 2 days ago.
Wow.
They've cleaned out his locker space.
Wow.
Shut up,
Bob. Offsides?
Would you let him tell the story? I'm interested in this. Bob.
Who's Bob?
Someone needs a hug. Or a drug.
So hard to talk sports during why today doesn't suck with Mike.
Dude, are you all right?
I know. This is the only time we get to do it, too.
The 19-year-old, their top prospect, by the way. Charged officials in the Dominican Republic have jailed him on murder charges after a 25-year-old man was fatally shot in a bar in the coastal city of La Romana.
In what country?
Dominican Republic.
La Romana's macaroni grill.
He was given a $2.1 million bonus.
Wanted the never-ending bowl of pasta.
So they just went ahead and got all of his stuff out of there, huh?
Well, he's murder being, clause in his contract?
Well, he's being held by the authorities down there until everyone gets this sorted out. And if convicted, he could serve 20 years, and he would probably not be that big a prospect when he's 39.
Probably not.
I think he's going to serve all 20.
Of course not.
Well, Lyman Bostock was a very, very good player.
Guess he'll have to go all 20.
He was an interesting kid.
He's right. Scott Forrest client, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Bostock?
Villanueva.
He'll probably renegotiate his contract now.
Ask for more. All right, elsewhere in birthday news, Jenny writes in.
Jenny.
My son is turning seven today.
Jenny.
How old are you, Jenny?
His dad always listens to the ticket when he picks him up from school.
Unfortunately, he left me 2 weeks ago.
Right, she didn't say
and
my
I'm
husband.
She's hornier than hell.
Yesterday.
Dad. Mark.
Yesterday,
which one of you
he asked if my husband
over here and
break...
Ah, that's a great reference.
Lord. Yesterday, he asked if my husband would wake him up in that special way for his birthday.
The seven-year-old did?
What?
Turn the radio off, man. Are you kidding me?
Jeez.
This is not right. That is not right.
This should be John. Happy seventh birthday today,
okay,
from Jenny.
You know what, Josh? Happy birthday.
Now turn the radio
turn
off.
Turn the kiss or something. Jeez.
What kind of
or I-93.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's support the family. How about I-93?
Yeah, way to go, right. Donovan. Daddy, are you going to get a Boston pancake?
You can hear...
Time for the win.
Why did they call it a hot Carl?
It's just warm.
Not really that hot.
Dude.
Good God,
seven,
people.
Man.
Look, it ain't my kid.
You guys are so... Shock jockey.
Keep track of your own kid if you don't want
That's
your kid to listen to this.
Unbelievable. Are you going
to
wake me up in that special way? Gosh. That's awful. That is just awful.
That really is.
Hey, call me when you're this many, huh?
That's why we should be talking sports right now.
We sure should.
For that very reason.
Jeff emails.
So do you think Pablo Sandoval is a pretty nice hitter?
I see McNabb was held out of practice today.
Yeah.
214-787-1310.
Picture.
I'm happy I didn't say he was on murder charges.
Wish
his family.
Please wish her the biggest Brett Favre-tastic birthday wish.
Yep.
I love you, Jane.
Yep.
Take me out with a bong hit, Tom, from Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, Tom, he wants you to take him out.
Oh,
so
Tom Likas humor.
Maria sent a picture and emails, hi,
Boy,
Dan. Please
Tom
wish
Likas
my friend
humor.
Tanya Bridges happy
Tanya.
27th.
Nice.
Oh, actually, the picture was of Tanya in a beer wench costume. I'm sure she would love to hear Dion calling out to Michael Crabtree. P.S. She loves
Michael
and
Crabtree.
Listens to every one of the shows except Norm's.
Come on.
What's wrong with Norm?
That's yeah, what's
Tanya.
The matter with him?
That's Tanya the only one I do
what?
Listen to.
What?
He talks sports.
Stop! What? What?
I'm not going to sit here and listen to this bitch bad mouth.
Eric in Bedford wants to wish him a happy 27th. Bob is my leader.
Yes.
And I hope that one day I could know half of what he knows about sports.
Oh, wow.
Boy, that'd be a great accomplishment, sir.
Can I hear
start
a
with the story on the Giants prospect
Bob, or a Claudette wish of a happy birthday for me from Eric in Bedford?
Now let's stop down for a little Claudette.
What's this guy's name?
Eric in Bedford.
Eric.
Ringel.
Happy birthday, Eric.
That's not what he wanted.
Wow.
Nip, come on. Deliver the goods.
You are a jerk.
I will not do voices until I see photos.
You don't want a photo of Eric, do you?
Wiener.
Oh, Eric's a guy?
Interesting rule.
Eric sends you a shirt off.
I like your rule.
JPEG.
Thank you.
You'll be happy to do Claudette for him, huh?
Right.
All right, Eric. There are your terms, Eric.
The girl that sent the photo wants the Dion Michael Crabtree exchange.
What's her name?
Maria sent a photo of Tanya. So might we hear Dion?
So we have girl-on-girl action here?
Dion?
You can meet anyone in the world and check it out. See who gets picked where.
Oh, what a day. We sit up here. Look at this draft guru, Gil Brandt, the late, the great Gil Brandt. This man is seen more talent than anybody. Oh, a phone is ringing. Michael Crabtree. Hello? They won't say who it is. I bet you want to know also. I want to know who is that guy calling Michael Crabtree. And when is he going to go? We'll be back after these messages. I bet you.
Wow.
Just
still good.
Stop giving the gold.
Bitch.
Elsewhere, Hubie Brooks is 53.
Hubie.
Eddie George is 36.
That's a former cowboy great.
Yeah.
I have a birthday.
Columbus Wade.
Married to the chick on Survivor, huh? Did she win?
Wasn't Eddie George part of one of the great Dan McDowell moments in training camp history?
I thought Mike has a birthday.
No, let's go back to Eddie George.
Mike can wait.
Didn't he get him confused with Terrence Newman?
Yeah, did you walk up to Terrence Newman and call him Eddie George, or Eddie George and call him Terrence Newman? Which one did you do?
You must have got your wires crossed.
I walked up to Eddie George and referred to him as Terrence Newman.
There's about a 50-pound difference there, right?
Now, why would you do that?
What's wrong with you?
It looks similar.
A little skin tone difference, too, no?
I don't see color there.
Eddie George is slightly on the bright side.
I know in Wisconsin, that's all you guys
slightly.
See. Yankee.
So here's Mike with his birthday.
And now, the real Texas Hardline.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Facebook.
It is the birthday of Lori Latham.
How
it
old,
is,
Mike?
I don't know.
Yeah,
where's
don't
the
read
photo?
Some birthday list from Facebook.
Yeah, you that's can't do lady, this. Yeah. This is illegal.
What happened to the picture rule?
One of the great full-body sensual artists in the Dallas area.
Why are you acquiescing to this crap, Mike? You need photos?
Yeah,
it is also,
photos. No
it is
Facebook.
Also the birthday of Zeb Shockley.
Zeb? Oh, the Shockler.
The famous well, Zeb?
You don't know these people.
Yeah,
we
I
know
do.
Zeb.
You know Zeb.
Zeb who wants T-Bone to
that
Weaver.
Zeb?
I think that's him.
Zeb's last name is Shockley?
Yeah,
I think man.
So.
Like DJ?
That's him. Yeah.
Boy, that's sports.
Thank you.
The Texas T-Bone? See, that was worthwhile, wasn't it?
Yeah, if you want to wish Zeb
yeah,
a happy
sure,
birthday,
why not?
I'm on board.
Zeb who crashed Grego's $6,000 jet ski.
Actually, my favorite Zeb copy point.
That went and
point,
finished the beer from the cooler, I think.
My favorite Zeb copy point is the ticket chick who could do a perfect Zeb imitation. What was her name?
She's the
really?
One who went to Nashville to find fame and fortune.
I thought she went to Hollywood to be an actress.
Yeah.
Well, the
I've
light there forms to
well,
the left.
Well, got that window.
And most of them don't get any further to Los Angeles than the San Fernando Valley.
Every
right.
Day, huh?
They get
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mike.
That's just as
you
far as we
that.
Need them to get, Mike.
That's where I've been looking.
That's right, line four guy.
You want me to do
that's
what?
That's right where we need them to be.
I have to do this to get on film?
You're taking those. You're checking every subscription every night.
Well, okay. What the hell?
Did
I did it to Mike.
I guess I could do that.
Mean Joe Green, 63.
Wow.
Texas. He's black.
A very team, former teammate and a good friend of Uncle Perry's.
The great Mean Joe Green. The Hardline Zone. Remember that, Mike?
Right, yes. Certainly do.
You mean the Texas Hardline?
That's right.
John Mackey is 68.
Now, which one of you grew up in Arlington and which one grew up in Oak Cliff?
I haven't heard this yet. I was just told about it.
The promo?
Yeah.
It's awful.
It is.
It is just awful.
Man, their daddy sprinkled a little Texas.
Of course, as little as we get around there, we ought to be happy for anything.
When you talk about great Texans.
Then the Hammer sprinkled something under there, too, but we won't talk about that.
Colt McCoy, Mike Reiner,
Kobe Davidson,
and Sam Boyer.
And Knox County's own
Jevin Snead.
Jim Knox. McKay is 88. Is he alive?
Whoa.
Ooh,
is that
alive?
Jim McKay is.
He's
going to be on. Is very
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who?
Wow.
Carson.
Terry Metcalf.
He's just the father.
Father of Eric.
Rafael Palmeiro, 45.
Happy greatness. Birthday, Rafi.
That's right. Happy
father
birthday, Rafael.
Preston.
One of these days, the truth will come out. We all know this.
Jim Zorn, 62.
I'm not sure we can handle more truth.
Jim Zorn will not make midseason.
He will not make Christmas.
Zorn?
Not
I'm
death.
I'm talking about Bob Hope.
Not death. He'll get fired.
Jerry Five. Marston? Marston?
What?
Sorry.
Oh,
no.
Mike?
Whoa.
Jeez.
Are you okay?
Do you want to help me, Mike?
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
He's 67.
He was Jerry of Jerry and the Pacemakers.
The band.
He wasn't Steve.
No, he wasn't Steve.
Oh. And now, here's some
look
spare
at
birthdays.
Lady Soko
over
there.
Go! Somebody go!
Soko.
God almighty.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging
there
around Dallas a little bit.
Is she a Facebook board. Friend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I got a questionable one here. I swear... Man.
A questionable spare or what?
No, I just don't think he's still with us, but it's kind of
football.
Kind of no man's land here. Is Frank Cornish doing okay?
Football.
Frank Gore.
No, he is not.
No, he's
Frank
not.
Cornish
fairly recently,
is,
actually.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the former Cowboy great
way
is
to bring that up,
no longer of this mortal coil. And you just brought the whole room down with that.
He died in August of last year.
Yeah, last year.
That's my
he died 1 year ago?
You were just
of heart disease.
We had the Frank Cornish anniversary show in August.
Stop it. Not everything's got to be a joke.
Reopening those wounds.
Bernard Gilkey, 43.
He's black.
Looky, looky.
Scott Laius, 44.
There comes Gilkey.
That's your labia?
Dr. Laius.
Did you watch that last night,
Dr. Laius.
I sure did. Boy, that was great.
Did you like where they said, looky, looky, here comes Cookie?
Yes, I did.
Scott Laius, well.
Looky, looky, here comes Cookie.
I didn't realize he had it on his car.
Oh, yeah, he had to swim through MILF, didn't he?
No, through Klee in 96.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Dr. Zayas, Dr. Laius.
Speaking of doctors, Dr. Gil Morgan, 63.
Holy crap.
Oh, man.
Wewoka, Oklahoma's own Dr. Gil Morgan.
All right, let's
review. Late, the great Dr. Gil Morgan.
Let's review right quick.
Is he really a doctor? He's like an optometrist.
Bitch.
Jeez.
Yesterday, it was Larry Mize.
Right.
2 days ago, Jerry Pate.
No, that was last week.
Jerry Tate.
Today, Dr. Gil Morgan.
Dr. Gil Morgan, of course, the first human being ever to lead the U.S. Open by 10 strokes. He would end up losing that U.S. Open by 2 strokes.
Are you serious?
Boy, are you going to be able to focus today?
Will you tell that story today?
Actually, he's the first one to ever get to double digits under in a U.S. Open.
Now
he got to 10 or 11.
So you're changing your story.
Yeah, I forgot. It's 91, man. It's tough to remember.
Kevin Millar's 38. Payne Stewart. So Meredith is probably partying somewhere.
Boy, I'm sure she is.
Where is she? Does she work there anymore?
Is she still a Red Sox fan?
She is.
Does she still work there?
Back to a Phillies
fan. She's up on 16.
Yes.
She works for the Wolf, doesn't she?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you'd think she'd come down and say hi, like, once a year.
Too busy.
Paul Spoljarak.
How often do you go up there?
Yeah,
why don't you go upstairs, Snake?
Those people suck up there.
Those people, huh?
Uh-huh.
No, they don't.
Spoljarak.
They're mean.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No,
they look down on us.
One of mine.
We have too much fun.
You know.
They like business.
There's some nice people up there.
Dan, back to you.
You meant to say nice pieces. It's the only reason you go up there.
I said people.
Although I was reminded of a new Berman, an old Bermanism, Mike, that I thought you'd enjoy. That's relevant this week.
Go ahead.
The Cowboys this week will be facing Panthers quarterback Jake Daylight come and me wanna Del Home.
And you gotta Del Home.
Oh, I think you gotta?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Now, I will admit, that is one of his bigger reaches.
Born on this day, now dead.
The first time I heard that, I just shook my head and I thought, I know my leader has better than that in him.
You think he was losing his fastball?
Did he jump the shark with that one, Mike?
No, he didn't jump the shark because he turned right around and made things right.
Like?
By narrating a great highlight.
Okay.
Like when I was...
Telling me that somebody could go all the way.
Like when I was watching Crow Cop Saturday. I knew he had greatness in him, but maybe that time has passed.
Who?
Crow Cop.
Okay.
Born on this day,
that?
Football. Dead, Jim McKay.
Merkel Crow Cop.
Jim Henson.
Google him.
Audra Lindley.
Didn't he have a swim with the Minnesota Strikers?
Linda McCartney.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Well, she used to be a photographer who took pictures of the Doors.
Oh,
by the way, if you like the Doors.
Oh, God.
Seriously?
Lizard Larson's playing at Poor David's Pub on Lamar this Saturday night.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Downbeat like an 11.
Headlining.
Headlining.
Oh, really?
The headliner?
Boom. Yep, we sure are.
Boom, roasted.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
I think so, too.
Don't you?
I'm going to get
row,
baked
dude.
And show up.
And awesome. Born on this day, now dead.
Front row shirtless.
Phil Hartman.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Man, that was a sad day. A helicopter cut his head off.
Somebody who got woken up in that special way.
And dead on this day, still dead, we'll go with Alexander Hamilton.
Mike?
Yeah?
Alexander the Great.
And Theodore Geisel.
Bitch. Jeez.
Who is also known as...
What a grocery store.
The Geisel Ball Seuss.
Stop doing that.
Not Teddy Ballgame.
Queef.
Tyler?
That's better.
Not flying today, don't you fuck.
Oh, Hogan's ringing.
Oh, really? Who's on it?
Michael Crabtree.
Hmm.
Thank you to McKinney. Thank you to Brookshire's.